I encourage failure, right? Like, I encourage it. It's not about not losing. It's not about not feeling scared and not trying so hard that you fall, you know, running so fast that you trip. Like, it's about that. But I do feel like arming yourself with controllable wins is our story.
I'm Michael Chernow, and this is the Creatures of Habit podcast. Our habits will make us or break us. It's just that simple. I've lived on both sides of the tracks and have learned that the decisions we make on a consistent basis truly define who we are as human beings. On this show, I will be interviewing some of the most inspiring, motivating, and high-performing humans I've encountered to share their daily habits, routines, and rituals that help them stay on top of their game and ultimately happy. So sit back, relax, and pay attention, because what you hear over the next 30 to 45 minutes could potentially change your life. Let's go.
All right, it's 4 o'clock. I've got a train at 5:08. I got Johnny Yarms in the left seat here, in the driver's seat. I'm sitting passenger, and we're about to give it to you. Creatures of Habit, what's really going down. This episode, this is a good one. Ladies and gents, all the above, little ones, big ones, young and old. Today, we've got some good news for you. So, my partner in crime, the chief operating officer at Creatures El Habito, is here to walk with us on this journey to share some great news. So, Johnny, why don't you kick it off and just let us know what's going on? What happened in the last 4 weeks?
Yeah, the last 4 weeks has been a lot. Exciting news, and all really kudos to you on this, which is something that I've been thinking about. But yeah, we're pretty much there in closing the convertible note. So a lot of your time and effort, especially in getting that done. And so it's super exciting for what it opens up for the business. It's just even been cool in like the couple of weeks since then for us to be able to actually like ideate on things that will really significantly push the business forward without having to kind of play scared in a sense. And we can get on the attack a little bit. So huge shift for us, going to be hugely impactful for the business, and very exciting, very exciting.
So we pretty much closed the round. I mean, there's a few bucks out there that are still not claimed that I think within the next 2 weeks will be covered. Yep. The other piece, so that is massive. And one thing that I want to remind you of, and I'm grateful that you sort of congratulate me for, you know, being at the helm of that mission of raising the money. It's not possible without you. It's just simply, it would not happen without you. It's just that simple. So I'm not saying I can't take a compliment. Thank you. I appreciate it. You're fucking welcome. but the truth of the matter is that you and I are a dynamic duo in this party together, and I call it a party because at the end of the day, I really do wake up excited every single day, no matter how hard it is. I wake up excited every single day to get after it. I just do, and even in the times that I'm like, oh my gosh, man, is this gonna work? I wake up with vigor to go. So we also have a really cool partnership in development that's happening right now with Lance Armstrong and his team over at WeDo Production Network, where we're bringing this podcast into the WeDo Production umbrella. So we'll be spending a fair amount of time with Lance. It's a really cool guy to connect with and sort of really build a friendship with. You know, he loves the brand, he loves what we're doing, and he believes in us in a real way. And so that is ultimately awesome. But there's been a lot of positivity. A lot of positivity. So we you know, and Lance is a big catalyst to us actually closing the convertible note. He's made some intros, and we've got some great new folks that felt the same way he did when he invested. So, you know, right now, well, let's get into the grain, right? We just hired a new full-time employee.
Yep.
who is his name is Scott Hickenlooper, amazing dude. I worked with him a few years ago on content for Creatures, and he is has taken the role of director of content and social media. His real focus is going to be on creating, directing, curating the content for us in our organic social media, which ultimately we hope to impact and influence our paid media, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think we haven't really scratched the surface, I think, of what the potential exists in organic social. And I think Scott is really gonna elevate that. I mean, we were just out in Utah where he was shooting content, you know, the entire 48 hours or whatever it was that we were there. And even like in the moment, you can kind of feel how impactful it is to just be able to both do things on the spot and then also ideate on what we can do in the future and know like this isn't just an idea that's going to end up in an email somewhere or just lost into the abyss. Like we're going to actually be able to execute on it in a meaningful way in the coming months. And in large part, that won't fall on the two people in this room. And that's it's relieving in a sense, because some of the stress of the past like 6 months has been there's a lot of times that like we're holding back the business just because like you can't create more time, right? So we did what we needed to do in terms of like how do we execute as best as possible with what we have. And now it's exciting to think about there's going to be other people involved that are going to help move things forward. And you know, we can kind of help just foster that happening.
I am a huge believer and always have been in this idea that business is storytelling. Great business is storytelling. And I put a heavy highlight on brand over product. I think brand, you know, the product has to be good, right? Like it has to be good. It doesn't have to be the best thing ever. It has to be good. But if the brand is not great, if the story is not great, your chances of like exponential growth and also staying power are mitigated immensely, right? The coolest thing about a guy like Scott, and I don't want to like talk poorly about agency, but there's a massive difference between having somebody who's deeply passionate about something, working on it 8 hours a day or whatever, however many hours he's working on it a day, constantly creating, constantly innovating, constantly testing, constantly working on something, than an agency where you're going to get, if you're lucky, 10 hours a month.
And having someone that comes from an agency background, I think also amplifies that, because working, I mean, like I started my career kind of in a consulting capacity. So you understand that feeling of like you never really get to build and see something through to fruition because you're constantly just like in service mode, right? And then you're kind of at the whim of the agency model. So going from an agency to an in-house brand is probably extremely exciting for someone who's really looking to create and build something. So I'm really excited about it. I think it's going to be very impactful.
Interrupting this episode to share with you how we keep this podcast going, and that is by you supporting us through trying out or subscribing to Meal One on creaturesofhabit.com. I am giving a 20% discount on your first order, or your first subscription order, which is a serious discount. Meal One is a superfood meal. It is a blend of gluten and glyphosate-free oats. It is packed with 30 grams of plant-based protein, omega-3 fatty acids, a probiotic, digestive enzymes, vitamin D3. It also has chia seeds, flax seeds, pumpkin seeds, and a little bit of pink Himalayan salt. There are 37 grams of healthy carbohydrates and anywhere from 7 to 10 grams of fat, depending on the flavor. You will be full for hours, people. I promise you, we developed Meal One to help you perform at your absolute best, to get that incredibly healthy and convenient edge on the competition. There is not a better, more convenient meal to start your day with or use as a pre- or post-workout meal. The macros are perfect and sourced with the cleanest ingredients in the game. Take your performance to the next level. Make your life much easier by saving time. Be able to eat healthy without sacrificing flavor, and all while staying full for hours, making your urge to snack far, far less. Hop over to creaturesofhabit.com. That is creaturesofhabit.com. And use promo code KOHPOD, the number 20, for your first order of Meal One today. Back to the pod.
So what are the other things that we're talking about doing now that we're working from a place of strength and not necessarily from our heels where we were for a few months there?
Yeah, so we're trying to figure out how to kind of reactivate email We don't do, and I don't think that we'll ever really be the brand that's going to be like jamming email down your throat. But right now, I actually think we do a decent job of storytelling, but there's just a lot of strategy that's not being deployed that I think we can elevate, whether it's, you know, abandoned cart, abandoned checkout, you know, different ways of kind of getting people into the email funnel and retaining customers, et cetera. Like every strategy that exists in email, I think we can probably amplify. But again, I think the storytelling is kind of there right now. The design's probably not there because you and I did a lot of it and we kind of just told the story and we were like, all right, this is good here. So that's something. And then the other thing is really just purchasing power. I mean, that's probably not the only other thing, but what's top of mind for me right now is from an operational standpoint, right? We have a decent amount of inventory on hand that'll hold us over for kind of the turns that we need, but then we're also going to be in a position of strength with cash and hopefully financing. And we've never really pushed a limit on aggressively buying on inventory to be able to grow into margins. And so that's a lot of the conversation right now of like, let's not waste this moment. One of the things that I appreciated about, you know, when quite literally those angels came in and helped us almost close the round was you pausing and being like, let's make sure that we celebrate this. Like, don't just let it pass by. And I think we've done a good job of acknowledging how meaningful it is. And now it's kind of like, you know, let's not waste that moment, right? Let's get to work and see how we can utilize that. And I think operationally, it'll be very impactful for us. And we're starting to see some of it.
Something that I just want to share that's a little bit, you know, virtuous, I would say, and not so analytical, logistical, or like, is the mindset that I have had, and I think also by proxy from being close to me, you've grown way more of, is the sort of no matter what, unstoppable, optimistic mindset. I truly believe that that is like the tipping point for most people where they get to a place where it just doesn't seem like it's going to work out. And maybe it does work out, but if your mindset is you've already gone down the path of this is it, it's actually over, you actually mentally, physically, spiritually change your demeanor on how you attack the problem at hand, and your chances are less than if you are, no matter what, get the fuck back up, it's going to work. And I think that that has powered me through a lot of experiences in business. Like, I don't believe in impossibility. I just don't, you know? And I was listening, I actually heard Dana White say that in an interview recently, uh-huh. where he's like, you know, people don't like this about me necessarily, but like, I don't, when somebody says impossible, I get pissed off. I think there is a way to get what you want to get. There's a way there. No matter how hard it may seem, no matter how many fucking hurdles are in your path, if you have the mindset of no matter what, we are going to figure this out and it's going to happen and I'm going to do it, and it might take days, it might take weeks, it might take months, but it is the persistence of optimism and just pounding the door down because you believe in something so strongly.
Yeah. To the first part of what you said, it definitely has been contagious, the optimistic mindset. I mean, I think, and I don't mind speaking candidly on it, like I don't know if it was a couple of weeks ago that we kind of had this conversation. I think I was kind of in a place, I almost equate it to like plateauing at the gym, right? It's like you're working so hard and you're consistently putting in the work and like that next level isn't coming, right? And that's so super discouraging, right? And that's kind of like from a business standpoint where I almost felt like we were. And then like, you know, we had a conversation. You were obviously optimistic, and then in a matter of what, like a week?
No, dude. Actually, I'm going to tell you exactly what happened. It was a Wednesday.
Yeah.
I was on a ruck. It was raining, and it was nasty. And you said to me, word for word, I just don't feel like we're getting any small wins.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling frustrated about that. I don't feel like we're getting any small wins. And I think I don't remember what I said back, but I would imagine it was something along the lines of, it's going to work out, dude. we're going to fucking figure it out. And then on Friday, I got the good news that we were going to close the round 2 days later. Mm-hmm. And I sent you a text that basically said, let's read it. I'll tell you exactly what it said. Friday, February 23rd, I write, dude, hit me when you can. And you wrote probably around two. I'm answering questions about electrical requirements for a warehouse. And then I said, I think I just secured us $410,000. He finished the call by saying, in regards to what I'm comfortable putting in, I'd like to invest in odd numbers. I do multiples of 18. I'd like to invest somewhere around $360,000. And that's when my head exploded on the call and was very, very excited about that. And then I just wrote, let's fucking go. And then you wrote, you're the man. And then I said, can I get a witness? And so moments like this, just today is March 6th. This happened 2 weeks ago. And really, you know, not that the whole business has changed, because the whole business hasn't changed. The whole business has actually stayed the same on the trajectory that we were hoping for. But the stress of having to raise money is no longer an issue right now. And we're good for a while. And that is, you know, that this isn't the first time that we've said this on this podcast together, right? Like the difference between something happening and something not happening. Mm-hmm. But I'm knocking on wood. We figured it out the whole time. We've always figured it out. And I think that that has a lot to do with how you walk through life in between your ears.
Yeah. And it's not it's very hard to talk about versus live. Right? Like what you're saying, I was listening to I always listen to the All In podcast on a weekly basis, and they were talking about one of the businesses that one of the guys had built, and it was like 8 years in, right? And it was like, and they just kind of like hit escape velocity, and they just were having a conversation about how it's almost like you just need to survive until that happens, right? And you don't want to like work in survival mode necessarily, but that's kind of like where we were, like, okay, just survive, keep your head down, keep going, and then something good is going to come. And so, yeah, it most definitely has. I mean, there was other things going on at the same time too, right? We were assessing our paid media efficiencies coming out of January. And so we were trying to figure out, you know, our targeting strategy, and we
scaled a little too hard. It fucked up the efficiencies. We had to pull it back a little bit.
Yeah, and so it was like an accumulation of discouraging things. They weren't like they weren't detrimental in a way that they kill the business, but that's, I think, where, you know, for me, all of that in the aggregate being like, just give me a small win, you know, give me something. Like, where's the reward for kind of just continuing to see it through? And I think that that's kind of what ended up happening.
I shared something on social media right after this happened, and you know by saying small win, like, I can't get a small win. The way I'm perceiving this is, and the reason and the sort of ethos of our brand, Creatures of Habit, is this idea that, like, if we're expecting small wins or big wins to come from everything external, we're probably going to miss out all the time, or I'm just an overly optimistic guy, which is probably a combination of both. But we can't expect, from my experience, and I can only speak for myself here, we can't expect the world to win for us ever, right? Like, the small wins that we put into our day-to-day that we have control over, little things, waking up earlier, going to the gym, doing some reflection, you know, eating well, maybe meditating, maybe journaling, maybe reading, maybe fucking cold plunge, maybe sauna, maybe whatever the fuck it is for you. Those little wins consistently are going to build a confident, courageous human being. And the big wins tend to require more people. You know, they require the big wins. 9 out of 10 times we're going to acquire more people. So my philosophy is just keep keep stacking the small wins. Just keep stacking the small wins that you can stack, that you have control over. A lot of us, when things get hairy or things get dark or things get scary, things get hairy, things get dark, things get scary, we stop doing the things that make us feel good. We stop going to the gym. We start eating unhealthy. We, you know, drink a little bit more. We escape a little bit more. And we don't face the monster and the look him in the eyes, you know? And I kind of do the opposite, right? Like, if shit's getting real, I know that I've got to triple down on the small wins that I have control over. And that is creatures of habit. That is our story. That is our mission, giving people an opportunity to be a part of a community of people that are looking to create these small wins on a daily basis. Is Meal One part of it? Fuck yeah. Is Nightcap a part of it? Fuck yeah. Are there other things that we're going to launch down the road that are going to be a part of that story? Yes. But it's so much more than that. It's so much more than that. Because if you can win no matter what, doesn't really matter what happens externally.
Yeah. There's not that much that I can add to that, to be honest. I think it summarizes greatly what the ethos of the brand is all about. But why I love the brand so much is because there's like people behind it that actually live that way. And it's not lip service, right? Like the stacking of all, like when those things become non-negotiable in your life, you just feel better. And that's like kind of all you have to boil it down to, right? Like you just feel better.
And by the way, I encourage failure. Right? Like I encourage it. It's not about not losing. It's not about not feeling scared and not trying so hard that you fall. You know, running so fast that you trip. Like it's about that. But I do feel like arming yourself with controllable wins is our story. And so we're going to be able to tell that story a lot better now, I think, with having Scott on board. And if anybody's listening to this and they're an email expert, email savage, email assassin, email sniper, and you want to join the Creatures of Habit team, we are actually looking for someone to come join the ranks here and help us with email because, you know, it's definitely a channel that we know we could probably be better at. Speaking of which, I got to write my Thursday email on the train home tonight. I can't believe I didn't do that on the train down. Sorry about that.
That's all good.
Anyway, I'm so grateful for where we're at. I'm so grateful for all we've learned over the last few months of having a battle, having to go to war. And here we are, man. High fives all around.
Yeah. High fives all around. I think there's a lot of positive things ahead. And a lot of positive things too, that I think people will be able to engage with, right? Like email is going to be a touch point that engages with the community. Obviously, we talked about the organic social. We're re-strategizing around our affiliate program and what that's going to look like. And so people within the space that kind of also want to spread the same message and believe in that sort of lifestyle and have people around them that they want to influence. And that doesn't necessarily need to be like the Mike Chernows of the world. You know, there's people in I am by no means a social media influencer, and like I have friends and family that get impacted by me wanting to be that way, right? You know, one person can impact a handful of people, and that'll be something that, you know, there might be opportunity to do in engaging with the brand. There's just a lot of good stuff, and hopefully a lot of the community is more and more involved in all of that.
Guys, gals, all of you, thank you. Thank you for supporting Creatures of Habit. Thank you for being there with us the whole way through. Really, thank you. Fucking thank you. The two of us are able to fight another day because of you, and we're also able to do what we love to do, which is build a company that has meaning, build a company that we believe has the ability to make an impact on lives. So really, I thank you so much. You know the drill. Please share the podcast. Share it with friends, family. If you're an entrepreneur, I'm sure that, you know, you like listening to this specific series. But, you know, I think anybody can get some value out of this, give us a 5-star rating and a review. And if you don't, give us a 5-star rating and review. It means a lot.
And there you have it, folks. I hope we delivered some valuable content for you to implement into your life on a daily basis. Please remember that our habits have the power to make us or break us. Replacing bad habits with great ones is the answer to living a life of happiness, optimism, and high performance. We are capable of achieving anything. We all have what it takes to give it all we've got. Commit to one great habit each day and truly commit, and watch how everything in your life starts evolving from good to great. If you enjoyed this podcast, please follow us wherever you listen to your podcast. Give us a 5-star rating and a nice review. That will help us grow this podcast, bring on more amazing guests, and continue to deliver invaluable content on a weekly basis. Lastly, please share this podcast with any friends or family that you think might appreciate it. And always remember, want plus do equals have. Until the next one, fam. Peace.